Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The U.S. ambassador to Russia laid flowers in Moscow in tribute to Alexei Navalny. As human rights groups estimate that about 400 people have been arrested in protests across Russia since Navalny died on Friday. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley told ABC's This Week it's concerning that former President Trump has not said anything about Navalny's death.
We need to remind the American people that Vladimir Putin is not our friend. Vladimir Putin is not cool. This is not someone we want to associate with. This is not someone that we want to be friends with. This is not someone that we can trust.
Local law enforcement in the Minneapolis area tells ABC News it's an ongoing situation, but Senator Amy Klobuchar said on social media that multiple police officers were shot in Burnsville. There's no word on their conditions. And rain in Florida led NASCAR to postpone the Daytona 500 until tomorrow. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Converting livestock waste into renewable energy may seem like a good idea at first blush, but digesters cause problems that advocates say need to be addressed. More from Mike Mohn.
Anaerobic digesters create biogas by removing methane from livestock waste. The gas can then be used for electricity, heat, or vehicle fuel. Supporters say the process limits methane from reaching the atmosphere. The USDA's REAP program helps fund these projects on farms in Wisconsin and elsewhere. Andy Olson with the Environmental Law and Policy Center says the jury's still out on the effectiveness of digesters, and he urges the USDA to keep science in mind.
There's how things work on paper, and then there's how things work on the ground. And there's a lot of space in between the two.
Olson says the industry still needs to overcome challenges like methane leaks. Skeptics of this technology say, among other things, federal funding incentivizes farms to expand their operations, creating more nuisance issues for surrounding communities. Still, Olson says the industry should be given time to address the shortcomings. REAP, which stands for Rural Energy for America program, also funds wind and solar projects on farm sites. Olson notes there's been added support from the Inflation Reduction Act to expand outreach and technical assistance as a way to boost interest.
So I'm hoping to see a lot more good energy efficiency projects from them, which is the number one place we should be starting.
Olson says improvements to grain dryers that can help reduce natural gas use in harvesting are another example of energy efficiency efforts. As for digesters, a report from the Wisconsin Office of Energy Innovation says there are 136 operating systems around the state, 34 tied to agriculture. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
A new film about Giannis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. On Monday, a new highly anticipated documentary about the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo will be released.
People might say I'm one of the best players in the NBA right now, but I don't see it. I don't feel it because I'm scared of losing all this.
It's the story of how Charles and Veronica Antetokounmpo fled Nigeria to Greece to raise their four boys and the struggles they faced. Giannis's mother, Veronica.
We left Nigeria looking for a better life in Greece.
The dream of every father is to give your children a better education.
As an immigrant, you are nothing.
We've always been outsiders. We had to live in fear.
It's called Giannis, A Marvelous Journey. The film reveals how Giannis reacted to the news in 2017.
54-year-old Charles Antetokounmpo suffered a heart attack.
I said, I don't want to play no more.
Giannis, A Marvelous Journey debuts this week on Amazon Prime. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly sunny skies on tap for today. A northwest breeze with highs in the lower 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy skies and middle teens as you wake up Monday morning. More clouds on the way for Monday. Highs in the afternoon will top out in the upper 30s. It's 27 at our studios.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media Radio Network recognizes the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Kelvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Echoes of Empowerment, Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl Ingram.
In March 1965, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led a peaceful group marching in support of voting rights, but police attacked them as they tried to cross the Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama. Voting was nearly impossible for black people because of unfair processes like literacy tests and poll taxes. A few months after the march protests, Congress passed the Voting Rights Act, giving everyone a chance to vote. Listen for more black history stories here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Music of the Stars. Cy Mann arranged that. The title is That's All. Here's a guy who was pretty much unknown in the music business, but he wrote so much. Born in Binghamton, New York. His sister was a cello student. And when he was age 6, he was correcting her mistakes, which I don't think endeared her to him. Spent 4 years in the Army, World War II. He was the lead pianist and arranger for the Arthur Godfrey Show. Cy Mann could play just about anything. But to get his repertoire, you have to pretty much look on logbooks in the Musicians Union. Cy Mann, one of those brilliant talents that you never hear about. Pity him. Of the Stars. Music from Hollywood and the Oscars. Right here. The Boston Pops, John Williams. Here's a story about Hollywood, the bad and the beautiful. like that's my favorite. The Bad and the Beautiful, starring Kirk Douglas. Oh, and Barry Sullivan. You got to see it. I'll do more about that when the time comes. The time meaning the Oscars. Barbara Streisand. She showed up on The Tonight Show several times, but once before, while the Jack Parr Show. Let's hear from Barbara on Jack Parr's Great Late Night Show.
A little joint.
Mm-hmm. Where was this engagement?
It was at a little place called The Lion in Greenwich Village.
Mm-hmm. Are you a New York girl?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you work one of the big clubs there, though?
Yes. Well, from there, I went to the Bonsoir. And that's where I was for 11 weeks in my first professional engagement.
I want to give them a second to set the stage. This girl is a young girl that I saw down at a nightclub called the Bonsoir when she was there a couple of months ago. She's never been, to the best of my knowledge, on network television before. She has the most charming manner and the most charming voice. She's flown in from Detroit to be with us for the night, and she's working out there at a club called the Caucus Club, as in caucus room. And her name is Barbara Streisand, and Barbara is going to sing When a Bee Lies Sleeping in the Palm of Your Hand. Barbara Streisand, welcome her.
When a bee lies sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and deep in love's long looked after land, where you see a sun up sky with a morning new, and where the days go laughing by as love comes a calling on you. Sleep on, bee. Don't waken. Can't believe what just passed. He's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but he seems sweet gold. A sleeping bee done told me I will walk with my feet off the ground. Why, my one true love I has
thank you.
Barbara there on her first appearance in Jack Parr. Steve Allen. On the keyboard, Don Trenor in the orchestra. Steve wrote then. Saw Steve in Kenosha, and he could, well, he'd ask for notes out of the audience. People would throw them at random. Notes that didn't fit. He made a song out of it. What a brilliant musician. He wrote over 6,000. Could write one as you speak. He wrote Minnie's Boys, which is a musical based on the Marx Brothers. 1970 was a huge flop. I'm sorry to say, some great songs, never understood that, but the Marx Brothers' popularity and Steve Allen's music, and it should be a flop? Here's one tune with Rob Dorn from Minnie's Boys. I'll save this for Mother's Day, too. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you give to the lady who has given all her life and love to you? What do you give to the reason you are living? I could window shop the world before I'm through. Mama, a rainbow. Mama, a sunrise. Mama, the moon to wear. That's not good enough. No, not good enough, not for Mama. Mama, a palace, diamonds like doorknobs, mountains of gold to spare. That's not rich enough, no, not rich enough. That's not long enough. No, not long enough. What can I give you that I can give you? What will your present be? Mama, young and beautiful, always young and beautiful. That's the
Benny's Boys. I can't figure why that Broadway show didn't do better. I can hardly find any recordings anywhere from Minnie's Boys, more is the pity. But here's something. Spike Jones, Lindley Jones, great drummer, married a young lady from Tacoma, Washington. Her name, Helen Greco. Changed it to Greco. And she made a few albums. They were friends with Tony and Janet. Curtis and Lee, that is. Here's Helen Greco.
Songs were made to sing while we're young. Every day is spring while we're young. None can refuse. Time flies so fast. Too dear to lose, and too sweet to last. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. Surprise shines before our eyes while we're young. Though it may be just for today, share our love we must while we may. So blue the skies, all sweet surprise shines before our eyes.
Fitzgerald.
I'm out doing the usual places, and I'm living it like young. Then I dig me this face of all faces. He's the craziest like young. He drinks coffee at Cafe Espresso. He reads Kerouac like young. He goes where all the angry young men go. Recites poetry like young. We start blowing the pad around 11, and we're homing it like now. We spin records on cloud number 7, and he's reaching me like wow. I'm all unstrung, 'cause man, he's got me feeling like young. To wear my hair again like I swear again. I keep getting the cookiest notion. I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling a crazy emotion. I think maybe it's like love. Now we're riding a rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like young. this notion. I think maybe it's like love. I've been feeling a crazy emotion. I think maybe it's like love. Now we're riding a rainbow to Cloudsville or Wildsville. We're making it like
in this world or never belong. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am?
Steve Lawrence.
I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. Gotta be me. I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me. If I heed the call, I won't settle down or settle for.
Heard in the movie Nobody. Here's Edie. Gourmet. And Don Costa's orchestra on the Music of the Stars.
They call me Coquette and Mademoiselle, and I must admit I like it quite well. It's something to be the darling of all, la grande femme fatale, the belle of the ball. There's nothing as gay as life in Paris. There's no other person I'd rather be. I love what I do. I love what I see. But
yeah.
while sitting around, we often recall the laugh of the year, the night of them all. The blonde who was so attractive that year, some opening night that made us all cheer. Now sometimes I drink too much with the crowd, and sometimes I talk a little too loud. My head may be aching, but it's unbound. And sometimes I see it all.
Put out one of the best Christmas albums I ever heard. Not today. Here's George Burns, the music of the stars.
Fairy tales can come true, it can happen to you if you're young at heart. For it's hard, you will find, to be narrow of mind if you're young at heart. You can go to extremes with impossible dreams. You can laugh when your dreams fall apart at the seams. And life gets more exciting with each passing day. And love is either in your heart or on the way. Don't you know that it's worth every treasure on earth to be young at heart? For as rich as you are, it's much better by far to be young at heart. And if you should survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. Should survive to 105. Look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part, you have a head start if you are among the very young at heart. If you are among the very young at heart.
Now for a change, I'm going to sing a song. Here's a song that started a whole new career for me. It was written by Sonny Throckmorton. I wish I was 18 again.
George Burns got a Grammy on this.
At a bar down in Dallas, an old man chimed in, and I thought he was out of his head. Just being a young man, I just laughed it off when I heard what that old man had said. He said, I'll never again turn the young ladies' heads or go running off into the wind. I'm three quarters home from the start to the end, and I wish I was 18 again. I wish I was 18 again, and going where I've never been. But old folks and old folks standing tall just pretend. I wish I was 18. The pages, and oh, life goes so fast. The years turn the black hair all gray. I talk to some young folks, hey, they don't understand the words this old man's got to say. Just pretend I wish I was 18. again.
Shed no tears for my youth, none that blind me. They're behind me now, where those sad times will never find me. I have the loves of my life to remind me that the whole wide world was mine. I feel at peace with all that surrounds me.
Jones. The music of the star. That was Michelle LeGrand. Sunday, the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. From 7 o'clock till high noon Central Time and around the world at civicmedia.us.
splendor. To me, possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me,
stars, thank you for being here. Each Sunday morning from 7 till high noon Central Time, the music of the stars live over the Civic Media Network and worldwide at civicmedia.us. Thank you for being here. And until we meet again, keep your dreams alive and reach for the stars.
Innocent possession, a treasure lent me from above. As long as I have breath within me,
I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown, and through the lonely night I'm not alone. And when people care as you sadness in the word goodbye, because you're always in my heart, my friends, wherever you may be. I'm never far away from me.
Good night.
This is Lou Organi, and with the Academy Awards imminent, stick around week after week, month after month, here on the Music of the Stars. We'll celebrate the best of Hollywood and the losers, too.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.